It's the Islamic holy month of Ramadan when observant Muslims fast from dawn to dusk. In Egypt, the atmosphere is festive. Lanterns adorn the outside of homes. Lights line the balconies. Just before dawn, families and friends gather for one last meal before the daily fast begins. And it's customary to have street drummers to wake them up, to eat and pray. NPR's Leila Fadel made the rounds with one of those street drummers in Cairo.
This is the sound of Ramadan for many Egyptians, the sound of the Masaharati, the person who walks through the streets with a drum calling for people to wake up, eat, and pray before the daily fast begins again. Wahidu calls out this Masaharati, Fatih Mahmoud. He refers to the oneness of God. O Muslims, wake up! Wake up, he says. There's no God but one God. Wash and pray, he sings out. He walks through the pre-dawn darkness with a drum tucked under his right arm, and in his left hand he holds a stick wrapped in tape that he uses to bang the drum. The 55-year-old walks through the streets of a middle-class neighborhood of Cairo. The singing draws people to their balconies to watch him. And like the Pied Piper, he draws first one child, then two, then it's a crowd of more than a dozen kids giggling and clapping along. He walks into alleyways, looks up at apartment buildings, and yells names. Habiba, wake up. Wake your daddy up. Children whisper their friends' names into his ear. Call Hamza. Call Malak. Call Tahir. And he does. Come down, Tahir. Wake up. It's Ramadan, the month of happiness, the month of mercy, the month of worship. The children follow him through the streets, and people slip tips into his hands. For 25 years, this is what Mahmoud has done in Ramadan. For 2 hours before dawn, he wakes up Muslims and reminds them to be merciful, to be happy, to love God. A woman leans out her ground floor window to listen. When I hear him, I get a beautiful feeling. If he weren't here, it wouldn't be Ramadan, she says. This is our tradition. Mahmoud says he does it because it makes the kids happy and because he wants to thank God for his health and for his life. But he does worry that the tradition could die with the next generation. Young people don't want to work for the small tips he receives. And in the age of alarm clocks, not to mention internet and satellite dishes, people are losing interest in the Masaharati. But for Mahmoud, the Masaharati growing up was the sound of joy and faith. So he does it every year, and will do it every year that he still can. Ask the children about me, he tells me, so I turn my microphone to them. I love him, a boy says, and then he giggles while imitating Mahmoud's singing. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.